This is WDOT Pro Washington. You're here today with Elizabeth and Noah for another episode of Musical Chairs.
Yeah.
Woo! I'm really enthusiastic today. I don't know why. Maybe because it's Friday, and I'm happy it's Friday. Also, there are so many people standing outside the studio. Why do you think that is?
They're taking APs.
Yep, that's probably true. Okay, I'm gonna start us off with the PSA on recycling. Since 2010, 60% of communities have had access to curbside recycling, yet recycling rates are still surprisingly low. In fact, only 34.3% of the 254 million tons of trash Americans generated that year was recycled or composted. And in an Ad Council survey, 62% of Americans admitted they were not avid recyclers. To improve these rates, the Ad Council teamed up with Keep America Beautiful and San Francisco-based ad agency Pereira and Odell to launch the I Want to Be Recycled campaign. This playful and powerful campaign personifies everyday recyclable objects, allowing plastic bottles, silk cans, and more to share their dreams of a different life. You want to do today's promo?
Sure. For today's promo, starting May 20th, so in 3 days, and going until May 24th, the DECA Club for Schreiber is doing a fundraiser through Double Good Popcorn, where you can support your favorite business club by buying popcorn to help raise funds to take us to nationals.
Oh, there's nationals? Wait.
Yeah. We have some kids going, even.
Who's going? Our juniors and seniors?
Yeah. So
that's awesome.
If you want
Wait, what do you do at nationals?
Mock business trials.
That's cool.
And if you want to support us, then I would love it if you would go ahead and check the DECA Club's page, where you can see a link to it and buy some popcorn.
Great. Do you want to take it away with the disclaimer?
Sure. The program you are listening to may contain language or material that could be considered offensive. The views expressed are those of the DJ and not necessarily those of WDOT or other WDOT station members. We therefore advise you to carefully consider whether you or your children should listen.
Okay. So, Noah, do you want to talk about today's episode?
Sure. So, over the last week and a half, I want Elizabeth to listen to one of my favorite artists recently, Tame Impala, a single guy.
Yeah, I thought it was a band until like 2 days ago.
A lot of people think it's a band. It's just an Australian dude named Kevin Parker. And Kevin made some good music. So
my little brother pronounces it as Tame Impala.
That's interesting.
I don't know why.
So they've had 4 albums so far. And a few EPs, but we're not going to go over those. The first two, Elizabeth didn't actually end up listening to. So
I listened to the most popular ones.
Yeah. Their first album, Inner Speaker, is all right. There aren't too many big hits off of it. Alter Ego, Solitude is Bliss, but that's really about it. Their second album, Lonerism, is really good. That's definitely my second favorite, right behind Currents. So I recommend giving that a listen if you're new to them, because songs like Music to Walk Home By, Why Won't They Talk to Me, Feels Like We Only Go Backwards are all incredible. Their next album, Currents, which is their biggest one by far, this is really how they blew up. Pretty much hit after hit after hit, 51 minutes of perfection.
Wow, that's a strong statement coming from you, Noah.
I'm a huge fan of this album. And then The Slow Rush, which is their most recent and, in my opinion, their worst.
I honestly, the album cover for The Slow Rush is cool.
Yeah. So I'm curious, what were your thoughts on Currents and The Slow Rush, the two albums you listened to?
Okay, so I loved Currents. I've listened to most of the songs from Currents before, and I have a couple of them on my playlist. I'll just, like, go down the list, and I'll tell you if I had any specific thoughts. Let It Happen. Before my, like, listen of all these songs, I think it was my favorite song of his. And it's a really good song. I really like the guitar in it. And I think this is one of the first songs I actually listened to from Tame Impala. And I think it's a great song. It's really long, though. So, like,
it is very long, but it's an album opener, and it kind of sets the mood for the rest
of
it.
Yeah. The next song, I actually looked this up, and it's Australian slang for nitrous oxide.
Nangs. It's a club drug.
So, I didn't know that. Good to know. So, this song was honestly one of my least favorites.
I can understand
that. It was kind of boring. in my opinion, not really something that I would listen to. It might be my least favorite.
I didn't like it for a while. It's one of the songs that grew on me the most, I'd say.
The Moment. I like The Moment.
The Moment's good. That's one of my favorites.
The next few, actually, the next, like, all of them are all good. I think my least favorites, all of them are great. Honestly, I think my least favorites were, Nang's and, 'Cause I'm a Man.
I really like 'Cause I'm a Man.
Maybe it'll grow on me. I don't know. I liked all the other ones. I also, another one of the first songs that introduced me to them was The Less I Know The Better. That's probably their most popular song.
It's their biggest song by a lot.
I find myself humming it a lot.
It's really catchy.
It's very catchy.
It just gets stuck in your head.
I liked the last two a lot as well. And I also like Disciples. Is that how you say it? Disciples?
Disciples, yeah.
I like Disciples a lot too. Those are my favorites off of the album. I think the ones that I've heard before were Let It Happen, The Moment, Eventually, The Less I Know, The Better, Past Life, Disciples, and New Person, Same Old Mistakes. Those are the ones that I heard before.
Interesting, to me at least. There was no mention of my personal favorite song on the album, Reality in Motion. So I was curious to see what you think of that song.
Wait, let me look at the lyrics, because, I thought that one was great, but, I really like this one, too. I, like, forgot about it, though, for a second. I love this album, and I think I'll keep coming back to it and listening to it, but, the general vibe of the album is there's not that many lyrics and just a lot of, like, fun guitar stuff, and I love fun guitar stuff as a guitar player, so, like, I think it's really cool, and I think when I eventually get an electric guitar, an electric guitar, I'll learn how to play them, because I don't currently have an electric guitar, but I'd really like to get one. You have an electric guitar.
I do.
Yeah, one of the reasons why I wanted to start learning acoustic guitar was to learn the electric guitar. But I also like the acoustic guitar a lot, even though it's harder than playing electric guitar.
I have both, and I would say I play acoustic more. But it just depends on what music you listen to and what music you want to learn how to play.
I mean, like, I don't know, both, really. I love the acoustic guitar.
Yeah.
The Slow Rush.
Oh,
look! There's a friend. We just saw Victor, our very special guest for two of our episodes, sitting outside the studio. Yep. Hi, Victor. Okay, so for The Slow Rush, honestly, I thought this album was boring.
It's...
Like, it was...
It's not
like
very good.
It's a huge, like, drop from Currents.
It absolutely is. It's not a bad album. It's just not something I'd choose to listen to, and there aren't really any singles. Maybe Borderline, but they're... I don't know. There's not too much coming off of it. I would even say that the B-sides for this album, which he released later on, are better than the actual one.
I felt like there were a lot more lyrics in this album. Maybe that's why it fell short for me. Maybe I just like the fun guitar stuff. But, I like the song Borderline. Borderline's good. That's the only one that I heard from this album. Oh, that and One More Hour were the only ones that I've heard this album before I listened to it. One More Hour's fine. Honestly, my whole opinion is that it was mid. Like, it's not something that I would go out listening to again.
I was very excited for this album on release because it came out on my birthday.
Oh, wait. How long have you been a fan of Kevin?
Started listening in 2018. Got really into them pretty recently, though.
Wait, how old were you? Wait, I have to think about this. This is stupid.
I was listening to them when I was, like, 9, 10 years old, yeah.
Who introduced you?
Actually, my camp counselor did. He was from New Zealand, and he said he went to...
Oh, yeah, because Kevin's Australian, right?
Yeah, he used to live in Australia. He was living in New Zealand when, like, I met him and when he came to my camp. And he said he went to high school with the guy. So,
oh, that's cool.
I don't know. He makes good music. I'm still a fan.
I was introduced to some of the songs from Currents, like the ones that I mentioned, because of, I think it was either my brother or my sister. One of them was playing it in the car. I always mention my brother or my sister driving in the car playing music on this podcast, and they still have yet to listen to this.
Great way to listen to
music. Hi.
Hi. But yeah, no, A lot of Tame Impala for me is not really music that you would sit down and listen to. It's great like kind of
music. Yeah,
it's great. I wouldn't say background music, well, like, but background definitely music, like, but like music for when you're also doing something else, you know. Like a perfect example, I was at a rowing regatta and we had a few hours to kill, so we started playing Tame Impala on the speakers and just threw around a frisbee, and that was the most fun I've had in a while. So looking through my playlists, I have a lot of Tame Impala songs on here. I have 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 15. I have 15 Tame Impala songs on a playlist that is 27 songs long.
Wow.
So it's,
I think
they're really great for what they do.
I just saved Currents to my phone because I knew I would want to listen to it.
Yeah.
Let's see. I have like a million playlists because I literally like make one a lot that it's just like four songs and songs that I wanted to listen to that day.
I get that. I do that. Because I do that
all the time. But like my actual playlist, I have a lot of it on my summer playlist. I have like a bunch of Currents. Well, because that was, I have Borderline on it too, but maybe I should take it off because I don't really like that song that much.
I don't know. I have it on mine. I will say the Slow Rush is probably their worst album. Even some of their EPs are better than it.
Well, I haven't listened to the first two, but
yeah,
I just felt like the Slow Rush was like, oh man, like I was so excited for it.
The Slow Rush is a bit slow.
The Slow Rush is
there's not much rush.
There's not much rush.
Wait.
So also, I saw that Tame Impala made music for the Barbie movie, and I didn't know that. That's cool.
I actually didn't know that either.
Yeah. One song. I don't know if I've listened to it. It's called Journey to the Real World.
Hmm.
What was your opinion on the Barbie movie?
It was solid. I did Barbenheimer. I thought Oppenheimer was better personally. But they were both cool.
I did Barbenheimer, and by that I mean I didn't watch Oppenheimer. I thought that Barbie was really good, but like a lot of people were like making it out to be like life changing, and I didn't think it was that. I thought it was a fun movie.
I'm looking through his singles actually, and I'm just finding out that he had a song for Minions Rise of Gru with Diana Ross, which is an interesting collab that I did not know about.
That's so random.
So I have to go listen to that later.
Ooh, what's happening to my headphones?
Getting some static there.
Yep.
but moving on, I do want to talk about the first two albums.
Yes,
because I have a lot to say. And yeah, Inner Speaker, which was their first album. They dropped a self-titled EP first. But their first real album, like studio album, was Inner Speaker. A really cool album cover. All of their albums have really awesome covers.
Yeah, my favorite album cover might actually be the Slow Rush, even though I don't like the album.
Yeah.
It's really cool, though.
So this album is 53 minutes long, and it's, there are five or six solid songs. The rest is not too good. But, you know, everybody's got to start somewhere. And he kept on working and making better music, so I'd say it all worked out. This was a solid stepping stone into Lonerism, which is, in a lot of people's opinions, their best album over Currents. For me, they're pretty close, but I do think I like Currents a little bit better. But I'm looking through this list, and there are some amazing songs. The three-song run from Music to Walk Home By, Why Won't They Talk to Me, and Feels Like We Only Go Backwards is probably the best in his entire discography. And then there are also songs like Elephant, Led Zeppelin, Nothing That Has Happened So Far, Sun's Come Up, Be Above It. They're just really good songs all across it. Currents we've talked about, but
what's your favorite song on Currents?
Favorite song on Currents is Reality in Motion. I'm a huge fan of it.
It might grow on me. I think my favorite was either, I don't know what my favorite was, actually. I have to listen to it more in order to really pick one.
Really, the only songs off of it that I don't like are Gossip and Love/Paranoia. And Eventually is also a little bit boring. But that's more of just kind of a spatial song. That's not a song that I would ever listen to outside of the context of the album, but it does work very well in it. The Slow Rush, I really don't have much to say. Borderline's good. Lost in Yesterday and It Might Be Time are both solid. But that's about it.
Like we said, the Slow Rush is a little,
yeah,
slow. Wait, I also read that he's also like a songwriter for other
people and the producer.
He writes and produces for other artists. A lot of rap artists, actually, which is interesting. He works there.
Wait, I want to see what songs has he produced. Produced by Kevin Parker. Okay, I found a playlist. Travis Scott.
Yep.
Lady Gaga, Rihanna, Kanye, The Weeknd. Wow, there's a lot.
Yeah, he switches genres a lot, but he makes really good music everywhere he goes. So
that should be like his new slogan. He makes really good music everywhere he goes.
So yeah, I think we're kind of running out of things to say.
And we're also running out of time.
So we're going to have to end this here. Next episode, you'll see us talking about something that Elizabeth chooses.
Yeah, whatever I choose for Noah to listen to.
So could be anything. We'll see.
Thank you so much for taking your time out of the day to listen to this podcast. We really appreciate it, and we hope you come back for more.
Yep.
Bye, WDOT.